I have a couple questions and a couple observations.
Okay.
That'd be great.
My first observation is not meant to be an insult at all.
Okay.
So it's going
to
be an insult.
Sorry, start not great.
So I'm going to insult you, but don't take it that way.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
A lot of what I've listened to from your podcast, I haven't learned much from.
Okay. You drink too much. That's what my mother screams at me. My sister's always nagging me. My teacher's holler at me, but then I toot on my right off my boy and say, you go live free. So what's wrong, y'all?
Nothing at all.
Cause the rest of the world know there ain't no stopping us all. Play the music louder, dance a little smoother, stoke the fire bigger and we'll love a little longer. Just play the music louder, dance a little smoother, stoke the fire bigger and we'll love a little longer. Chin, chin, chada, wada. Hey everybody, this is Brett. Today's May 1st. Can you believe it has been 7 years since everybody in America pretended that the government killed Osama bin Laden? Do you remember that day? It was something, right? Everyone got together at Ground Zero and at the White House and they did the Pledge of Allegiance and they really used their imaginations on that one. I remember where I was. I was at a wedding in New Jersey. I was in a hotel and a bunch of us were gathered around a television in the lobby. And in the middle of the news report, I just blurted out. I was very brazen back then. I just blurted out, oh, bullshit, in front of a bunch of strangers. Like, what nerve? Threatening to ruin everyone's special day. And everyone looked at me. And I was with enough like-minded people that I felt comfortable doing that. But there was a person watching the TV in front of me. And I remember he turned around and he looks at me kind of shaking his head in disgust. And he goes, no, Obama just said. That was a pretty confronting moment for me. Anyway, we're continuing with our bonus content previews. Every month at the end of the month, or the beginning of the month after, I like to give people a little peek at the content for people who support the show, either through Patreon or the AV Club. And this first one is a, up until about a week ago, an unreleased snapshot from School Sucks Across America. In the first week of November 2017, I attended, I think it was called a Friendsgiving dinner. There were School Sucks listeners there and friends of the hosts. Huge thanks, by the way, to Darren and Micaiah for hosting and making sure I had a great time while I was in the Bay Area. Interestingly, back in 2014, it was actually Darren who bought me the Zoom H4 that I used to record all the audio during my trip. So after dinner and people had had a few drinks, I pulled out the Zoom and I hit record and I set it on the table. And people were aware that I was doing this, but I let it run like 3 hours and I captured some pretty entertaining audio. But afterwards, you know, I mean, I was still like 20 days away from being home. I didn't really know what to do with it because I knew it needed to be edited. So what I wound up doing is I just snagged a couple of clips from that whole recording and I made it into a bonus show. So this audio is edited. It features a couple portions of the conversation. The topics include a criticism of School Sucks, maybe. The answer to the question, is empathy overrated? You're actually going to hear a clip of that in the show coming up. We'll talk a little Alex Jones. He was a big deal even back then. In November 2017, he was making headlines. After the empathy discussion, we turn quickly into California pot politics, which I thought was an interesting subject. And as time goes on and the people around the table start to bond, oh, it becomes a more and more a conversation about oppressive taxation and the possibility of a revolt in the Bay Area. That's why you see San Francisco Sons of Liberty in the title. This was a group that started meeting angrily in secret to talk about some of the political problems. It was the Sons of Liberty who coined the term taxation without representation, and they were one of the motivating forces behind the American Revolution. So I put these out at the end of every month to remind you that this is a listener-supported show. There's two ways to do that. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com/AV, and you can get access to our full archives, depending on which level you sign up for. But there's descriptions on that page, schoolsucksproject.com/AV. Or if you just want to incentivize the creation of future content and get access to maybe 40 or 50 pieces of bonus content and any new bonus content that comes out, the best move for you is Patreon. And that is patreon.com/schoolsucks. We ask for $1 per content item, and that has been a terrific success. I am so close to hitting a Patreon goal of $200 per content item, and when I do that, we are going to launch a weekly supporter-only bonus show.
Now, that show is going to be educational, but it's also going to be kind of a hoot. And I look forward to telling you more about that. The plan is for the latter half of May. So if you listen just to these highlights, you're going to say, Brett is a man who doesn't care about other people, and he also doesn't care about the environment. Neither of those things are true. I actually like the feeling I get to have, you know, the energy and resourcefulness to help other people. That makes me feel good. And I'm very concerned about the fact that there is a mound or an island, I guess, of garbage in the Pacific Ocean that's the size of a country. That's very troublesome. Now, I think in both of those respects, I'm like most people. But it also seems like there are other people who are hard at work to wear out our patience and almost produce a kind of antagonism towards things like respect for people who are different or concern for the environment. I think we all want to have these qualities. But when people try to enforce them through the political system, oh, the result is the opposite. And I was feeling particularly frustrated this evening. The Bay Area is a beautiful place, but there were lots of very startling revelations while I was there. I've talked about a few on the show, and you'll hear me talk about more of them. And it's interesting to get input from like-minded people who actually live there. I really, really enjoyed this conversation. This was one of my favorite nights of the trip. And it was cool that the whole thing got recorded. But like I said, afterwards, I just didn't know what I was going to do with it until very recently. So if you have time to check it out and you want to be a fly on the wall for one of my favorite nights of School Sucks Across America, this show is for you. So let's get to it. Thanks for taking the time to check this out. It's two clips. Together, they run about 10 minutes. Here we go.
One thing that I just wanted to have a conversation about was empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about empathy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm over it. Series. You're over empathy or you're over talking about it?
I'm half kidding, but I'm over it for some people. I'm realizing
like you don't have empathy for some
people. Like, well, no, I'm realizing it's kind of a liability in some cases because it's
it compromises judgment.
Like once everything became about all this identity politics, there's people who would never have any. Like if you heard the clip I played on the beginning of the show, I think with Jay Dyer, where this guy goes up and he confronts a bunch of the protesters in Boston.
Oh, they're screaming at him.
And so when people have that much enemy imagery, right? Like we are now, as far as some people are concerned, the scourge of the earth.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
And like as soon as like that Las Vegas shooting happened, there were articles in those left-wing sites like this is the white man problem. They think they can just check into a hotel and shoot 100 people.
We're all the same.
You know? That's what it was called. It was like something about like white men are so much more dangerous than Islamic terrorists.
Yeah.
So empathy is off the table as far as a two-way street in those situations.
Okay.
So me like going, no, let's try to understand each other. That's just a liability because it's not coming back my way. So like I wouldn't show it in an interaction. I would probably just try to avoid the interaction. I wouldn't pretend that we're going to have a connection. But I would also try to, before I talk about someone, I would try to like be in their shoes for a moment just to not play their game, you know, to not have like the same enemy imagery that they have of me, because that's not, I mean, that just, like, my shitty attitude towards them doesn't affect them, it only affects me, right? It's only in my head, so it's bad for me. So I would still, like, try to, like, diffuse it by saying, okay, that's a human being, and there's a reason why a person is like that, and then I'd be less resentful and angry about it, and, you know.
No, that was one thing that, through multiple of your podcasts, that I had always thought was very different as far as your thought process to mine, or I don't need to be understanding of you for me to have a social interaction or for me to
No, I mean, I only care about like it's always like me first. I have a threshold for negativity, you know, like I think it affects me negatively, so it's almost like just defending yourself from if I go through my news feed on Facebook or I watch a bunch of YouTube videos, it just makes me angry. It just makes me feel, you know,
opposite.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like shit.
That shit. Yeah.
So, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, exerting myself to just try to understand a person for the sake of understanding them,
mm-hmm.
I don't really understand the point of that. The only utility in it is, like, it makes me feel less angry and resentful and negative and stressed out and powerless.
Right. You know?
So, I mean, it's a worthwhile... But it also is a challenge, like, intellectually, to actually try to understand how another person became the way that they are.
I mean... Is that a waste of your mind to try to get there?
No, I think it's actually a good use of energy because you ever heard the term steel manning?
No.
You ever heard the term straw manning?
Yes.
So straw manning is like when you create some weak, shitty version of someone's argument.
Right.
So steel manning would be the opposite. Like when you disagree with somebody, but you try to make the best case for their argument. It's almost like going to the gym, right? And increasing the weight that you're trying to lift. So then if it's like, all right, really, let's construct the best case for your argument, but also like understanding how they got to that place, like in their own head, I think it's a good personal challenge to do. Yeah, like I think empathy for the sake of empathy makes people, I don't want to say weak, but...
I would go with weak, actually. Or susceptible.
But it's also kind of fraudulent.
And in this part of the discussion, we're talking about some of the taxes and fees that I found upsetting while I was in the Bay Area.
I should be enjoying myself. This is a life experience, right? I shouldn't be focused on these little negative things that aren't even permanent problems.
Right.
But I was like, the people who live here probably deal with 10 things like this a day.
Right.
You know, these kinds of slights.
Right.
And they do nothing. What if 1,000 people stood up and did something in a group? I'm not saying it'd make a difference. Oh, yeah.
They'd all be shot.
Yeah. Well, for one, it wouldn't because the majority of that ruckus comes from tourism. That was your one-time deal.
No. But I mean, like, that kind of an example of a thing that's, like, tolerable in this culture.
Yeah.
Right? If you live here, the examples are different. Right?
Right?
But they're everywhere.
Yeah.
I paid in a convenience store. I feel like I'm really being petty, but I looked at the bill and there was something called plastic bag or paper bag fee.
That's your first one?
Yeah.
Now, it's because I'm taking a bag or because is this like...
Because you're taking a plastic bag or a paper bag. Yeah, you have to use your own bags. Reusable.
So they charge 10 cents.
Because it's bad for your environment.
So they are trying to push people to not waste plastic, even though Safeway or whatever, the grocery store pays for the bags. Doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
They charge a tax for them to do that because that plastic bag is polluting the environment. So that is saving the world.
Well, it's supposed to deter you from wanting to use
their bags. It's supposed to make you want to use reusable bags. Yeah.
But really, I think it must be like a windfall for the grocers.
Right.
Probably.
Because a paper bag, when they're buying them, you know, millions of them at a
time. Yeah, 10 cents.
Yeah, yeah, aren't 10 cents either.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of stubborn bastard that won't use reusable bags.
Guess what? You don't go in there and get a 12-pack of eggs, get a steak, get a whatever, and they're like, oh, and you owe me 6 cents for this bag.
You know what I'm going to do before I leave?
5 cents, whatever. They don't charge you for the bag. You go in there to buy shit from them.
Yeah.
And you didn't buy a bag for them. That comes with the purchase of your shit.
Here's what I'm going to do. Maybe we could videotape this before I leave. I'm going to get one of those six-pack holders. Remember the plastic things? And I'm going to go into a store and I'm going to buy a soda. And I'm going to say, can I have a plastic bag? And I'm going to say, actually, no, wait. Can you just put a can of soda?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, actually, wait. Can you just put it in here and hold up one of those six-pack things with 5 choke-to-death seagulls in it? And just be like, put it in the one that doesn't have a seagull's neck in it.
The empty holder.
This is how I carry things.
Yeah.
Well, fuck your city.
Well, you're still paying.
You made me hostile towards the planet I live on.
Hey, but guess what? You're still paying the 5% CRV tax on the aluminum can.
And if you're buying that soda in Oakland, you're paying a sugar tax on it.
Right. Right.
What?
Under
Manzanita, dark and shiny in the